Welcome to the Unicorn Mindset, where we explore the reasons you are choosing not to be the badass unicorn you are. Whether you're seeking to find inspiration as a leader or just want to show up as your authentic self, stick around. It's time to show the world your horn. I'm your host, Nicole Malcolm, and I'm an entrepreneur and leader, but most importantly, a recently proclaimed unicorn. In this episode, we explore the dreaded compare and despair. Ladies, it's time for us to stop comparing and start living. Let's find out how. Happy Monday, unicorns. I am so excited to bring this episode to you all and just air it out. It's definitely something that I see all the time as a leader, but also as a female. It's something that I'm susceptible to, and I've been working really hard to overcome. So I've got a new challenge for you, and we're going to explore compare and despair. Compare and despair isn't comparing to actually grow and understand, like, oh, that's how you become the next leader or the next whatever you want to do. Okay. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm talking about is when we're in constant comparison to others, that really leads to a feeling of just not being worthy or good enough to achieve that lifestyle. And that's where it's that negative mindset that will always hold us back and ultimately give us an acceptable reason for us to stop trying to achieve things because we feel like we're never going to. So we're ultimately setting ourselves up for failure and regret in the long run. And so we really want to absolutely hands down avoid this. Okay. So why in the world do we do this? Honestly, we are taught so early that success is measured by how we stack up next to others, whether that's sports or grades or just competition in general, as, you know, siblings, cousins, like it was ingrained in us from a very, very, very young age. And you know, honestly, that mindset it's archaic, y'all. Like, let's just be honest. Let's call that shit out. It is archaic for us to think that we have to live up to someone else's standards. That doesn't make for a healthy life, and it never makes you feel like you're really achieving something of your own. So, shout out to all of the moms and dads out there that are teaching their kids to be who they truly are from the jump. You are changing lives. Okay, like I'm just going to give that shout out because I have much appreciation for those individuals. And I know my husband and I, we thrive for that every single day. If we're always going to compare ourselves and our own dream and our own appreciation for what's happening in the world to other people, then my question to you is it really your own then? If your family members are setting what you should be doing or dictating your life, or maybe it's your friends that are doing that to you or people at your job that are like, you need to do X, Y, and Z. If you're not in agreement with that, then why would you ever let that be the case? Well, especially for women, we tend to always get in this thought process from early on. Okay, like it happens super early for us. We start going through puberty earlier than boys. We start experiencing body changes earlier. We're constantly taught to compare our size, our weight, how we look in clothes to, you know, the media that's out there, our friends. We just have this sense of insecurity really early in life. And, you know, it makes us feel like we're less, whether that's because we weigh too much or we're too thin or we're going through pregnancy and now our whole body is different when that happens, right? If you're a mom, you know what I'm talking about. But we're also like taught to work twice as hard to get ahead because society as a whole has a lot less respect for women. And I wouldn't say all people, because I know some very amazing men in the world and amazing women that very much so believe that women can achieve just as much or even sometimes more than their male counterparts. It's absolutely possible. We're also genuinely like pushed to go pursue a college education versus going to a trade school because typical trade school jobs are meant for men. And that's what we're taught. even though that's not true, speaking as someone that can absolutely, you know, work on cars to a basic necessity, I can, you know, put in my own ceiling fan, like those things as a woman, that doesn't mean that my husband has no jobs in the world or anything like that, or, you know, place in our life. But it means that I'm capable enough to take care of these things. And I don't have a trade school education. I have a college education because that's the direction I was pushed. But it doesn't mean that I'm incapable. But we're taught that a woman either needs to have a college degree to do a job, to get ahead and work, or she needs to stay home. There really wasn't an in-between in my upbringing. We're working very baby steps to overcome that as a society for sure. But one of the other big pieces of this is weight. And man, speaking from someone that has yo-yo dieted, I've had weight loss surgery, like weight and your thoughts around weight and you comparing to your friends and family members and being like, dang, she can eat that and not gain a pound, or wow, she needs to stop eating that. You know, that all comes from an internal judgment and a thought process that was ingrained in us very early on. So when we're comparing, we judge not only ourselves, but the person we're comparing to. So it can be both negative and positive on each side, right? So judging someone else makes us feel slightly better about ourselves because we're insecure. So don't do that. Don't be that schmuck. But then also judging ourselves because someone else appears better is very negative as well. So there's two pieces to this. We're also kind of taught that if you work, you also have to maintain the clean house, and that's your job. I'm here to tell you it's not your job. You don't have a specific job that's laid out by society. You have a job that's laid out by you, and we'll get into that too. But we're also taught to be polite and professional. And a lot of times this stuff came at our own expense, right? Like we're taught to be polite and smile and do all of these things as women. When honestly, there are times where it's okay to not be polite. We have found ourselves in so many negative, scary situations, whether that's our mental health, eating disorders. I mean, rape is a real thing. Sexual harassment is a real thing for us because we have this mindset that we're not strong enough to stand up to these things, or we're not strong enough mentally to accept that our weight and who we are as a person is enough. And I'm here to tell you that it is. It 100% is enough. And that's a mindset shift that we all have to have by stopping the compare and despair. It's a one piece of it at least. And I'm here to kind of help you guys understand what I mean and kind of share my story a little bit about this. You know, because honestly, if we don't fit in the box that society is trying to put us in, and we're choosing to compare ourselves to others and allow that to impact our mental capacity, then it's just not okay. You guys, so today, Monday, we are going to decide to not compare. And if we find ourselves comparing, we're going to challenge those thoughts. And I'm going to give you some ways to do that. But first, you know, I typically see this as a leader when people think an expectation should be easier for them because their peers who are maybe a different age, a lower tenure, or higher skill set can achieve it. It's not realistic. Okay. Like I set expectations for my team every single day. 100%. I'm there setting the clear expectation. But as a leader, I'm also there to help them as an individual achieve it because every person learns differently. Every person achieves in a different way and in a different mindset. And so I'm not here to say, well, Betty over there is amazing. So why are you not, Jan? Right? Like that does not help Jan understand what she's doing. So as leaders, this is my only leadership point in here, is to not do this to your peer people and perpetuate this never-ending cycle of not feeling good enough and just to meet the expectations, because it does create a mindset of I'll never achieve that. I'll never meet that. And that creates an employee that becomes disengaged. And that really ultimately hurts your organization and your team. So today, leaders, my call to action for you is to stop comparing your employees against each other. They are individuals. They have their own mindsets. They have their own things to overcome. And they have their own set of what success looks like for them. Sometimes you have to help them understand it and pull it out of them because they are stuck in compare and despair. But if you do the work, I promise you, the rewards are the greatest you will ever see on your team. Okay? So I can also tell you that I used to do this too. As myself as an employee, I used to compare myself to other people. I used to do this, you know, especially when it came to social situations. And of course, social media was a big piece of it, right? So I would follow an influencer and I'd be like, man, I really wish I had the pristine white clean house. And I really wish I had the really nice car. And man, look at her nails and like all of those things. And it was really negative. Because I wasn't trusting my process and my own achievements, and I wasn't thinking that I was worthy. Okay. So, you know, let's talk about it from my relationship standpoint, because I know you, a lot of women are going to relate to this, and I hope it helps you. Okay. So I'm going to get a little vulnerable with you guys. So just bear with me. Before I got married, you know, I was in weddings and those things, but I never like had a date to the wedding. I was never in a serious relationship. I would absolutely compare myself to my friends who were getting married or dating. I often felt like the third wheel. You know, I would think, why not me? Why am I not good enough to be loved? I would yo-yo diet. I would cry an obscene amount of tears. And I started just getting to a point where I dated anyone, whoever it was that wanted to spend time with me, great. That's who I was dating. Did this last more than like one date, maybe two dates? No, it didn't. But I was also doing this in private because I didn't really want to be judged as, let's be honest, a slut, right? Because if I was out on a date with someone different every weekend, and my family and friends saw this, that's the thought that they would have, is that I'm out there just whoring around with whoever I can find, because that's the acceptable judgment thing that was out there, is that, you know, women that aren't settling down with one man are sluts back when I was dating. Now, I don't have this mindset at all. I think you can do whatever you want and be whatever you want, and that's your life and your choice. So it really just started with me dating whoever wanted to spend time with me, whoever it was. And also, you know, I judge women who didn't want to be with one man. So there was a shame that I had around it. You know, back then I had this thought process that you were monogamous, you found one person, you stayed with that one person for eternity. And that was how the relationships were that I was around. And there was a lot of judgment in my family about the people that were getting divorced or the people that were not attached to someone else. And so it was just a thought process I have. Okay. Or I had at this point in my life. So during this time of me kind of spiraling, this was my like early 20s. And really just like now I joke about it and I'm like, oh yeah, that was my free bird thought process. Like I do whatever I want, whatever I want. I drink, I partied, I did all of those things. But it really wasn't. It was a time that I was really just struggling with my own identity and who I was and my own self-worth and value. And I just didn't, understand the importance of valuing me as a person yet. And during this time, you know, I lost my grandmother, who was very close to me. But I always remember her as a full of life housewife who hid everything from my grandfather. And I mean everything. Like she knew his schedule to a T. And so she would want to go like play bingo and we'd go play bingo. But she would always like go to the bank and write a check to take money out. So he didn't know where that money was going, but he knew it was going to her. I suspect he knew, but in her mind, she felt like she always had to hide this stuff from him. And I knew like I was doing the same thing, but I had, no reason to really like aspire to be a housewife. Like I didn't want that for me. I had no desire at this point to serve in a home to that capacity. And then there was my mother too, who was a working mom and responsible for the house. And I honestly don't have many memories of her being actively engaged in my life. And I'd like to think she was overwhelmed with just doing everything for us all. So I didn't want to feel that way either. You know, I really wanted to be a mom that was active in their child's life, and I wanted to have the house, the car, the husband, you know, all of those things. But I knew I didn't want to hide things anymore. Like, once my grandmother passed and I really thought about it, I didn't want to have someone in my life that I was hiding stuff from. So I really wanted a relationship that was built on trust. And certainly, you know, dating guy after guy after guy after guy, I wasn't even trying to build that. I was just in this terrible mindset. And, you know, about 6 months after my grandmother had died, and honestly, like, once she passed, it got worse first because I felt like I didn't have any support to begin with, because I did trust my grandmother enough to talk to her about some things, but that was gone. Like, my coping mechanism became myself, and I found myself seeking validation through just dating an obscene amount of people. So I know that to a lot of people, as soon as you hear this, your like first instincts are going to be like, oh, slut, right? And that's because that's what society has taught us. And that's okay. Like, I understand that that's where your mindset is. And honestly, your judgment is fine. Because again, I am trying to teach you guys to not value other people's opinions more than your own. And like, I can respect where I was in this part of my world, and it was not the person I wanted to be. So, you know, I really just had this fear that I wasn't living up to the expectations that were ingrained in my brain. And I just felt like my mental health was slipping. I wasn't in a great place, you know, and I just felt like there was nowhere to turn at this point in my life. And reaching out and saying, hey, I'm just not okay, to my family was not okay. Like, we were strong, we were independent, we were always striving to be the best. Achievement was acceptable, but despair and sadness was not. So I felt very alone at this time, and I felt myself constantly finding companionship in others that had no attachment to me, no expectations of me. And if they did have expectations, I didn't give a shit. So here comes my now husband of goodness, almost 14 years. And let's be honest, you guys, who remembers MySpace? Okay. Like, that was my favorite thing, was to go onto MySpace, customize my page, put on some cool music. I mean, for what? I don't know. It was just fun to do, right? But who remembers the top five? Like, sheesh, what a comparison trap that thing was. Because you always wanted to be like number one on someone's page. Like, ooh, I made their top five. We're besties, right? They love me more than they love you. Like, comparison trap for sure. So as much as like that was a joke and like funny, it was really hurting our mental health by just seeing those things, because we're allowing ourselves, again, this compare and despair mindset. So I was an absolute mess with major trust issues at this point, and this fear of being just let down all the time and left out all the time. So, I mean, let's be honest, he had his work cut out for him, and he wasn't always the most patient man he is today, which really led to some pretty heated arguments. But he never made me feel like I wasn't worth it. He never made me feel like being engaged in these difficult conversations and pushing through it with me wasn't worth his time. It's for sure he was frustrated and stressed out and didn't enjoy them. So there's definitely a difference between enjoying arguing with me, because let's be honest, we don't enjoy arguing with each other, and accepting that it's a necessary part of us growing as a couple. So, you know, we've always really just supported each other's dreams, and we've accepted that we are not perfect all the time, even though we are always striving for our goals and our success, and we always support each other in our dreams at this point in my life. But it has taken years of conversation and trust building and him just loving me the way that I needed to be loved and encouraging me to seek therapy when I need it in a very healthy way. And that it was no big deal, right? Like, absolutely not a big deal for me to do those things. And that it was okay for me to not be okay. And it was okay for me to seek help. It was just amazing. And honestly, my husband literally does not give a fuck about other people's mindsets. He does not care about their opinions. Nothing. it was something that I was in awe of, like absolutely in awe of. When I met him, I'm like, wow, that's impressive. That's what I want to aspire to. And it wasn't like, I'm never going to be that way. I'm never going to have that. It was different. It felt different. It felt like I could do that. Like I could get to a point someday where I don't care about their opinion and I can spend my life around this person that will constantly tell me, why do you care? Why are you doing this to yourself? What is going on? Right? Why is this so important to you? And he would constantly challenge my thought process. And let me tell you, it is hard as hell to have someone in your life that is a polar opposite to you, but it is also incredibly freeing to have someone give you permission to be yourself. It's amazing. He has absolutely always been my biggest cheerleader and has helped me find my value for myself. He has literally been like the kick in the pants, but it's really like a kick of love, right? Like he loves me enough to see my own value when I couldn't see it and would literally challenge that thought for me. So he's constantly kicking me, obviously figuratively, and just helped me find ways to jump out of my comfort zone. And almost everything I have learned through like loving myself and appreciating who I am and having that support person right next to me the whole way has been because of his challenges to me. Like there are times where I'm like, I don't think that's a very empathetic approach, right? So there's definitely things that he's learned from me as well. But my own personal growth in stopping this compare and despair mindset has been because he's always asking me, wait a minute, where are you getting this? What is happening? Right? And it's usually like, well, you know, I'm just sick of seeing so-and-so do so-and-so, or, you know, in my family, this, this, and this. And he's like, oh, okay, well, that's dumb. Like, let's think about something else, right? Or let's look at it from a different angle. You deserve happiness, right? So this allowed really us to really be partners in life, because my husband, you know, I told you I didn't want to clean the house and I didn't want to be a housewife and I didn't want to be a working mom that was burned out because I was doing everything either. And he is absolutely my partner, 100% my partner. He takes care of our home with minimal help from me. He homeschools our son and is pursuing his dream too, all while teaching karate. So he has a lot on his plate as well. And this has allowed me to really flourish and focus on my mental health and growth and helping him at home and being an engaged mom with my son and working full time and running my business. And we have this incredible balance and just overall like ambition to be our best selves, not only for ourselves, but to also show our son that you don't have to be a man and work on the car. Like you can be a woman and work on the car. You are a person who owns a car. Take care of the damn car, right? The dishes are dirty. You're a person. Go take care of the damn dishes, right? There is no gender roles in our life. Like they don't exist. There's nothing that my husband expects me to do because I'm a female. And there's nothing I expect my husband to do because he's a male. So that's not a thing in our life. And it is blissful and it is beautiful. And I have such great value for our love and our life that we have built together, because it has freed me from this terrible mindset and this terrible thought process I had, where I had to live up to these expectations that weren't even my own. Like these weren't my own goals, my own achievements, my own anything. This was shit other people put out there for me. And I'm not about it. Okay. So having gone through everything I've gone through, I tell my husband all the time that this is going to make his head big when I record this, but it won't. He knows. But he came into my life at a point that I needed someone to push me and accept me for me and love me for being who I am and not expect me to be anything else. And man, there are times where I'm very hard to love. Like I'm a pain in the ass. I set high expectations for myself. I don't sleep well all the time. You know, like I really challenge thought processes now. So he's like, dang, all those years that I was trying to like build you up, maybe I have some regrets. I'm just kidding. He doesn't have any. But he knows that I'm always constantly working hard to be the best version of myself for myself, not really for anyone else, but for myself. And that has made our relationship and who we are together so much stronger. And it has meant the absolute world to me to have him in my life for the last 14 years of marriage. It'll be, gosh, 15 years together coming up here in May. And I can't ask for a better partner in my life. So here's my challenge to you all, because this is still my challenge too, because I do catch myself in compare and despair, and I have to really work through it. And I just really need to make sure that the reasons I'm comparing are from a good place and a place of growth, and not a place of giving myself an out to allow myself to fail. Okay. So the first thing that you have to ask yourself when you start to hear yourself thinking these thoughts and being curious about them is, well, okay, so let's talk about the thoughts first. Let me backtrack a little bit. So the thoughts that we typically have for ourselves is, I'm never going to have that. Wow, I can't believe she or they did that in such a short amount of time. I'm still trying to achieve that. Here I am, I'm X age, and I haven't done X thing, okay? The other thing that's constantly out there is the body mindset, right? So if you see someone that maybe you knew in the past, and, you know, the girl that you ate bonbons with and binge-watched TV, maybe now she's a fitness instructor and she's super healthy and all of that, and you're like, man, look at what she's accomplished when I'm still here eating bonbons and watching Netflix until 3 a.m., those are the thoughts that I'm talking about. Not the thoughts of, oh man, she's amazing. Let me go ask her what she's doing and let me see if I can gain any of that and see if that's for me too. Like, that curious growth mindset is completely different than the woe is me, I'm never going to achieve anything, I suck at life thought process. They're very, very different things. Okay. Once you understand, like, those thoughts and where they're coming from and start to challenge them, I need you to think about who you're comparing yourself to and why. Are you comparing yourself to them because they're genuinely doing something that you want to have and that's a goal for you? Or are you comparing yourself to them because you're having a pity party and that's going to drive you to have a negative action that's going to not help you achieve your goals? So kind of like the weight thing we're talking about, like, you compare yourself to the fitness instructor and you get into the mindset of, I can't ever be healthy or fit, mostly because you haven't defined what healthy and fit for you is. And so you don't have clear goals. But it also is then going to drive you to go get the, you know, the tub of ice cream and a spoon and sit down and eat it, right? Because your emotions are running high. And so you're doing something that's very, very toxic that cannot help you, right? Once you kind of understand that, I want to ask yourself how that comparison really makes you feel. If it's not positively motivated to achieve your goals, then you need to challenge your choice to compare and really ask why you're doing that and just not shame yourself, because every single human being compares themselves to other people. It's what we do. We're a competitive society. We very much so were taught at a young age, and I'm so grateful to parents that are like me. There are a lot of them out there that are trying to teach their kids that, you know, if you're not first, you're last, that that's not okay. That thought process is very terrible and very negative. But yeah, so just don't shame yourself for doing that compare and despair, and really find that root cause. Like, what thought have I had or belief have I had my whole life that has really led me to do this, to think that I'm never going to have the big house, I'm never going to have the nice car, I'm never going to be fit, whatever that means for you, okay? Why is that a thought that you have? And you really have to work on that, that really underlying thing, and really work to heal that thought and fix that thought process and that belief. And that is some serious work, but if you're willing to do it, it is so free. Trust me. You know, you got to talk to a friend, you got to reach out to a therapist. Hell, you know what? Send me a private message and I will chat it out with you from a completely neutral version. I'm happy to do it. you know, at the Nicole Malcolm on Instagram. Hit me a message. I will be happy to talk through this with you, because it is absolutely one of the most negative things that we can do to ourselves as women, is get in this mindset. So hell yes, I'm going to throw it out there. You guys send me a message. I will chat this out with you. If it's someone that you don't even know on social media, fucking block them. It is time to block them. That button is literally there to help protect our safety and mental health. Do not feel bad using it. It was created for that purpose. Do it. Okay? Compare and despair is toxic AF. And the only ways to start changing lifetimes of unrealistic expectations is to choose to create your own value, your own goals, and your own expectations in your life. You have to be grateful for everything that you have in your life, no matter your level of success, your size, your house, your car, your job, whatever you're doing in the moment. Even if you feel like I have nothing to be grateful for, you're alive, my friend. You're alive. You likely have a roof over your house. You have food in your belly. You know, you have people that do love you. And sometimes it's really hard to see those things because we're in this compare and despair mindset. So whatever you have going on in your world, take time to practice gratitude for it and work your goals to achieve your best life as you define it, as you choose. Not as society chooses, not as your family chooses, not as your friends choose for you, not even your husband. My husband and I, we have completely different paths, you guys. There's no freaking way I could imagine myself doing what he does, and there's no freaking way he could imagine what I'm doing. And that's okay. We don't want to be the same person. We want to be the supportive, loving spouse for the other person, okay? You define it. You choose your reality. No one else does. Please, for the love of God, stop the compare and despair.
If you are joining this journey with me to empower yourself and others, I would love for you to subscribe and leave a rating with a review. Until next time, unicorns, I'm your host, Nicole Malcolm, and I hope you decide today to be unapologetically you.